slowly, New York is opening the door to the controversial natural gas drilling technique known as high-volume hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling, or fracking. Earlier this month, the Cuomo administration detailed its vision for what it calls strict regulation of fracking, and the governor appointed a panel to give state officials advice on implementing the plan. WNYC's Ilya Marritz has been speaking with members of the advisory panel. Hi, Ilya.
Hi, Amy.
Who are the 13 members of this high-volume hydraulic fracturing advisory panel, and is that really the name?
That is really the name, and it's a mix of people from different backgrounds, government, business, the academy. But the most striking thing when you look at this list is that six of the 13 members, so slightly less than half, are staffers at environmental groups. In fact, not one, but two of the panelists are from the Natural Resources Defense Council. So they vastly outnumber the gas industry on this panel. In fact, there's actually just one panelist who works directly for a company that is actually now fracking for gas. That's Mark Bowling. He's a vice president at Southwestern Energy. And he's actually a choice that others in the gas industry are not totally pleased with.
Why not?
Two reasons. Southwestern has only a very small number of acres under lease in New York State, so it's not a company that will really be affected very much by the rules that are eventually written. But Bowling is also not your typical oil and gas executive. Since early 2010, he's been working with the Environmental Defense Fund on a set of best practices for gas drillers who use fracking. And this came about as fracking was taking off in other parts of the country. Bowling noticed that in many places where fracking was occurring, locals have seen their home water wells contaminated by natural gas, and they'd been complaining very loudly, but many gas drillers didn't want to hear about it.
Industry folks would say, hey, we've done this for 60 years without a problem. Hydraulic fracturing can't possibly cause these issues. Yet there were people saying, well, wait a minute. We're seeing gas migration issues in northeast Pennsylvania. We're seeing some in Ohio. We're seeing some in Colorado and Wyoming. What's the deal?
So that sounds kind of alarming. What Bowling believes is the problem is that a lot of companies that are fracking in areas where they haven't done this before are not doing enough research on the local geology, and so they may not use enough cement casing on new gas wells. But that's not a view that every oil and gas executive would support. That puts them a little outside of the mainstream.
So we seem to have a panel of environmentalists and one gas industry person who tends to lean more towards their point of view. This sounds a little skewed. What's the downside to not including the gas industry more on this panel?
Well, if you're talking about regulating fracking, you may want to be talking with the people who are actually doing it right now with, you know, getting their hands dirty. On the other hand, the industry certainly does tend to see things its own way and produce research that tends to minimize the dangers of fracking.
Is there a possibility, though, that whatever the panel produces, it will not get any buy-in from the gas industry as a result of them not participating more?
I think that's absolutely a valid concern, and it's something that some of the other panelists even mentioned to me.
How important is this panel? What can you tell me about the work they will be doing in the months ahead and what their stated goal is?
The goal is to provide advice on enforcement and oversight, mitigating community impacts, and evaluating the taxes and fee structures. But beyond that, not very much is clear. No meeting has been scheduled. Former Lieutenant Governor Stan Lundeen told me he won't really know more until they do meet, but he's actually concerned it'll be hard to get 13 busy people together in the dog days of summer. If things work well, this group could provide political cover to do things that might upset drillers, like raising taxes on gas extraction. On the other side, if it punches below its weight or it's seen as unfair, the panel's role could be irrelevant or even toxic. One thing that's really notable is that two of the same environmental groups that are represented on the panel have also continued to criticize the Cuomo administration's plans. They actually put their names to a list of the top 10 flaws, that's their word, in the Cuomo administration's proposals for gas drilling.
So what's next? This supposed meeting in August, and then what?
Regulators have produced an environmental impact statement on fracking. This was put out a few weeks ago. It's over 1,000 pages long. Starting in a week or two, I'm told, the DEC will start taking comments on this new review. And you're probably wondering how soon drilling could actually happen in New York State. The DEC doesn't want to put a timeline on that, but what I'm inferring from the statements that we've been getting is possibly as early 2012.
WNYC's Ilya Marritz, thanks so much.
Thank you.